From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for today's broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Currently, Dr. Cairns is bringing an in-depth study of the law of God. In dealing with the Ten Commandments, he's been treating each one in separate messages. Today, he brings the conclusion of a message dealing with the fourth commandment, Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. This injunction reflects God's own rest following the 6 days of creation. This commandment is permanent in its duration. It has never been rescinded. It is simple in its precept, for its intention is to give man a day to renew himself spiritually so that he might have strength to live for Christ. Finally, the Sabbath is blessed in its effects. It is evangelical, for it points us to Christ, and it calls upon us to exercise faith and dependence upon God. Dr. Cairns will conclude the message shortly. First of all, we invite you to listen to this brief selection from C.H. Spurgeon's devotional book entitled Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Purity of Heart and Life. The text is Matthew chapter 5 and verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Purity, even purity of heart, is the main thing to be aimed at. We need to be made clean within through the Spirit and the Word, and then we shall be clean without by consecration and obedience. There is a close connection between the affections and the understanding. If we love evil, we cannot understand that which is good. If the heart is foul, the eye will be dim. How can those men see a holy God who love unholy things? What a privilege it is to see God here. A glimpse of Him is heaven below. In Christ Jesus, the pure in heart, behold the Father. We see Him, His truth, His love, His purpose, His sovereignty, His covenant character. Yea, we see Himself in Christ. But this is only apprehended as sin is kept out of the heart. Only those who aim at godliness can cry, Mine eyes are ever towards the Lord. The desire of Moses, I beseech thee, show me thy glory, can only be fulfilled in us as we purify ourselves from all iniquity. We shall see him as he is, and everyone that hath this hope in him purifieth himself. The enjoyment of present fellowship and the hope of the beatific vision are urgent motives for purity of heart and life. Lord, make us pure in heart, that we may see Thee. The selection you have just heard is part of a CD entitled Our Song of Praise, featuring the piano artistry and arrangements of Joan J. Pinkston, who serves as pianist at Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. For over 40 years, Joan has taught music theory, hymn playing, and composition to thousands of Christian young people at Bob Jones University. During that time, she has sought to instill in them a Christ-centered view of sacred music. Joan's philosophy of sacred music is summed up in her words, "There is really no such thing as sacred music without words. It is the Word of God that draws a Christian closer to Christ. Only when biblical thoughts are expressed in words, as with a psalm, a hymn, or a spiritual song, can any music be considered sacred. When the message of the words and the impact of the music are in harmony, the greatest communication takes place," unquote, Joan Pinkston. Our Song of Praise features 13 of Joan's arrangements of such favorite hymns as Jesus Paid It All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, and Be Thou My Vision. These sensitive renditions are sure to bring blessing to your heart and mind each time you listen to them. Copies of Our Song of Praise may be obtained from Faith Free Presbyterian Church. The price is $15 per CD, which includes postage and handling. Simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. You may telephone toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you wish, you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Contact us today for your copy of Our Song of Praise.
Some people who reject the Sabbath day because of pleasure. I've already read from Isaiah 58 and verse 13. And the word pleasure there is not speaking particularly of recreation, but it is speaking of people in their willful rejection of God's law and their willful rebellion, saying, "I'm going to do on this day what pleases me. Be it business or pleasure, what pleases me." That's why they reject the Lord's Day. How many Christians spend the Lord's Day in front of a goggle box, watching a ball game? How many Christians live their lives in such a way that the only holy ground they know on the Lord's Day is the golf course? rejecting the command of God, either through greed or through love of pleasure. Then some people compromise it by using just a brief part to satisfy their conscience. I'll go to church and then I'll watch the ball game. Or I'll go to church, and here's a very specious one, and there's going to be a day of rest. We're not going to cook in our house today. We're not going to switch the light or the heat on under the meat. We're not going to do that. We're not going to prepare it on Saturday and eat on the Lord's Day or anything like that. We're just going to go out and we're going to eat in the restaurant. Hold a second. Did God not enact that your servants should rest just as much as you? Did he not? This is compromising the Lord's Day. Now, there are times of necessity. I am not talking about the exceptional. I'm talking about the normal. And when Christians can take the law of God on the fourth commandment and they can treat it so cavalierly, how on earth can they be surprised when the ungodly treat the rest of the law of God with disdain? If you disdain the fourth commandment, can you be surprised that the ungodly disdain the rest? I'm going to tell you a story. This happened just a few months ago. We were going with some folk, I forget who actually, in town. We were going into the Outback Steakhouse. Well, actually, we were waiting. You always have to wait there. See, the music's so good, people queue up or line up to get in. It gives you an ulcer just to put up with it. But anyway, standing outside, there was a few people. There were a few people round about. I wasn't listening because they were speaking. I wasn't eavesdropping. They were listening or speaking very loudly. This rather loud young woman made it clear she was a waitress in a restaurant. Was she bitter? Some Christian had given her a tip, and with the tip had given her a tract with an invitation to church. And she said, "Oh yes, these Christians will come and they'll ask me to church, but I have to work to feed them when they come out of church." I said to myself, I wish the hypocrite who gave her the tract could be here to hear her now. Is it not true? What defense could that Christian make? I don't know of any. Some hate the Sabbath, some despise it, some compromise it, and that's a great pity, because the Sabbath is blessed in its observation. God promises, Isaiah 56:2 and 58:13 and 14, He promises to bless the man that keeps the Sabbath from polluting it. He means this to be a festival to us. It's not a day of drudgery. It's a time to refresh our bodies, to feed our souls. I thought of it this way. The Sabbath day is a time to spend at our house and at His house. And it expresses three very precious things for a believer. It expresses our likeness to God. As He rested, so we rest. Ephesians 5:1, be imitators of God. It expresses our liberty in Christ. Deuteronomy 5:15, the Lord brought you out and redeemed you. Therefore, keep the Sabbath day. It expresses our love for Christ. Isaiah 58:13 equates calling the Sabbath a delight with honoring the Lord. Think of those three things. Are there any things more precious to a Christian? Likeness to Christ, liberty in Christ, love for Christ, and they are all expressed
by an honest keeping of the Christian Sabbath. And one final thing, and my time is gone. It will be gone. That is, let's look over the ground. If you've counted, I've given you 6 great truths, and I'm going to finish with a very brief 7. The Sabbath is divine in its institution. The Sabbath is moral in its constitution. The Sabbath is gracious in its purpose. The Sabbath is permanent in its duration. The Sabbath is simple in its precept. The Sabbath is blessed in its observance. And finally, the Sabbath is evangelical, I'm tempted to say Christ-filled in its message. It points us constantly to Christ. Hebrews 4:9, there remains a keeping of Sabbath because Christ is entered into his rest. It's pointing you to Christ. The Sabbath constantly challenges us to look beyond the things of this world to the things of eternity. The things of this world are insistent. Work 7 days a week. Get into the rat race of life. This world is all demanding. It's all consuming. The Sabbath day says, stand back, man. Catch your breath, man. Get your eyes not on the things of time, but on the things of eternity. But I'm going to lose money. Will you be better to lose money than fellowship with God? For the Sabbath calls for faith and dependence on the Lord. It builds individuals. It builds families. It builds churches in the faith of the gospel. And it teaches them we must obey God rather than man. This is the Christian Sabbath. We should call it a delight. We should guard it as something more precious than gold. And most of all, we should ensure that we use this Sabbath day to hear the Word of God, to receive the Gospel, and so to be ready to enter in to our Savior's eternal rest. Remember, the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Let's bow our heads in prayer. In just a moment, the meeting will be over. We have covered a lot of ground tonight, and we have gone way over time. Some of you will find much of what I said so unusual, so beyond anything that you've ever considered, and it may even be shocking to your mind. Consider it carefully, for this is not a small matter. Let me ask you tonight to think of 2 things. First, am I resting in Christ? Doesn't matter what you do with the Sabbath day, how much you rest or come to church, if you're not resting in Christ, Sabbath observance will never save you. Let me ask you, are you resting in Christ? And if not, let me invite you to Christ tonight. Then the second thing is, if you are resting in Christ, what about observing the Sabbath day? Don't be like the man that Dr. Barrett reminded us of, looks in the mirror of the Word of God, straightway goes away and forgets what manner of man he was. What I've given you tonight demands a response in holy, honest obedience to God.
invite you as a Christian to lift your heart to the Lord and honestly say, Lord, I repent of my Sabbath breaking. By the grace of God, from this day forth, I will call the Sabbath, this Christian Sabbath, a delight. Father in heaven, bless thy word. We thank thee for this day which thou hast set apart. And O God, we rejoice that thou hast graciously and kindly given us this remembrance of our risen Redeemer. We do bless thy holy name, that he has ceased from his work as God did from his. He has entered into his rest. He is at the right hand of God, a living Prince and Savior. Bless God tonight. Believers are resting in Jesus. We thank thee for this day that we meet upon, this day of resurrection glory, this day that proclaims our union with Christ. Lord, enable us to guard this day. The world encroaches constantly. O Lord, we pray that thou wilt enable us on this day to raise the testimony we were singing from the 92nd Psalm, Thou, Lord, hast made me glad through the work of thy hands. O God, on this Sabbath day we would rejoice not in our work but in thine. We rest from our work not only to refresh our bodies, but to rest our souls more firmly on Christ. Bless thy word to our hearts and produce fruit in every life. God, see of sinners. Lord, restore the backslidden who have trampled upon the very day that God has instituted for their good. And O God, we pray that thou wilt enable us in our hearts, in our homes, and in our churches to call the Sabbath a delight. Part us now with thy blessing. Let the beauty of the Lord be upon us. Grant that grace, mercy, and peace will be our abiding portion now and evermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.